The Democratic Alliance has today laid criminal charges against Minister of Health Dr. Zweli Mkhize and the Health Director General Dr. Sandile Buthelezi over the 150 million rand COVID corruption scandal involving Digital Vibes. It has been reported that Minister Mkhize could have personally signed off on the submission that contained the contract to this company that is ran and owned by close associates of his. If this is in fact true, it is in direct contravention of the Prevention and Combating of Corrupt Activities Act, Section 3, Section 12 and Section 13. In fact, we've also laid charges against the Director General, Dr. Buthelezi, because we understand that the PFMA makes it very clear that the DG is the only accounting officer in a department and only he could sign off contracts which relate to public spending. And therefore, if the DG was aware that there was political influence in the awarding of this contract, he should have reported this to Treasury, as the Act makes it clear. And so if he was complicit, he could be charged with gross negligence. The reality is that the allegations against Minister Mkhize are incredibly serious, and it is unconscionable that the President does not take action against the Minister pending the outcome of the Special Investigating Unit. And so that is why the DA has also been here to lay charges with the SAPS, because we believe that both arms of the criminal justice system could and should collaborate and cross-check with one another to get to the bottom of this matter. Just yesterday, the SIU confirmed that they're investigating over 14 billion rand in COVID corruption. It is therefore not possible and should not be allowed that the person who is tasked with leading the response to COVID-19 in the country has allegations of this nature hanging over him.